are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Corporal Martz.
Corporal Martz, okay. So Gary is the first name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and last name is Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, okay. And it says here on your sheet that you are 26?
That's correct.
How long have you been a Marine?
For 4 years and 5 days.
Ooh. So did you just re-up then?
No, I extended for this deployment.
Ah, okay. So when are you expecting to either get out or re-enlist?
I will EAS on September 25th.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what?
Then I'm going to go to college.
Where are you going to go? I see you're from
Yavapai
Virginia.
University.
I'm sorry, which
in,
one?
In Arizona.
I'm sorry, which university?
Yavapai.
Ooh. Okay. And I saw in here that you wanted to go into law enforcement. Is that what you're going to do then? Like criminal justice or something?
Well, there I'm going to study gunsmithing and earn a associate's degree. And then from there I'm going to join law enforcement to be an armorer.
I'm sorry, to be a what?
An armorer.
Oh, okay. Cool. I didn't know they had such a thing in the law enforcement. Okay. So like working in an armory.
That is correct.
Okay. Cool. I see that, well, I guess if you're... You said in here that you had killed a deer with, two deer with one bullet.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that.
I was sitting on a hill. I aimed in at the first one, and there was another one standing behind it that I didn't see. And when I shot it, I dropped both of them.
So it must have been a pretty big caliber then, to go through one and hit the one behind it?
It was.
So, when did you first learn to shoot?
When I was 7.
What kind of gun did you learn on?
I learned on a Remington 1022.
So it sounds like you've had a love affair with guns your entire life.
Pretty much.
So tell me about your job. What are you doing now?
I am a counter-improvised explosive device chief for the regiment.
And what does that mean?
Essentially, I pass out equipment to all the various units to help them counter the IED threat.
Now, I just read an article in the LA Times, I think it was earlier this week, I don't remember what day, where they, it was an Army guy, and he was like a bomb, I don't know, he would go out on patrols with everybody, and he had some kind of minesweeper sort of thing, where it would listen for sounds, I guess, that mines make or something, I don't know. And so is that the kind of gear that you would be passing out then?
similar, but on a smaller scale. What they were doing was probably mounted to the front of a vehicle. The equipment that I take care of is generally all handheld.
So like a handheld minesweeper sort of thing?
More or less. It's essentially a metal detector.
And do you teach them how to use it, or do they already know when they get there?
No, they go through a counter IED lanes to get the actual training to do it. All I do is hand out the equipment itself.
Okay. And it says you're also a facilitator of fire support process. Is that being the Artie Scout, or is that something different?
I am an artillery scout, yes.
So you go out and, like, look through the binoculars or whatever and say, you know, 5 to the left and 4 degrees up and all that sort of thing? Is that...
That is technically my job, yes, but I am not doing that here.
So you're passing out of the IED equipment is your full-time job over there?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is some of your challenges of working over there in Afghanistan?
Long hours and lack of sleep.
So what's your typical work day? From what time to when?
I show up at 8:30 at the latest, and I generally will not leave here until at least 2100, sometimes all the way up to midnight.
And that whole time you're passing out gear and taking care of, I suppose, paperwork and things like that?
For the most part, my daily work is the administrative side of it, keeping track of everything, making sure everyone has what they need, making sure nothing's broke, and if it is, getting it replaced or fixed.
And so when you, your home unit, was that from Twin Palms?
Yes. I've been stationed there for my entire career.
And what unit was that there then?
3rd Battalion, 11th Marines.
Are you an individual augment to RCT-7?
I was myself and 6 or 7 other Marines.
And you volunteered for this?
I did.
You wanted to deploy before you got out then, huh?
I figured one last one wouldn't hurt.
Have you been on a deployment before?
I have, but not to Afghanistan.
Where did you go before?
I went on a military expeditionary unit through Okinawa and down through Thailand and the Philippines.
Oh, did you go on part of Cobra Gold?
I did go through Cobra Gold. It was a very unfortunate 2 weeks.
Oh, no, you didn't like it?
No, not even the slightest bit.
Oh, no. Did you like Thailand?
Thailand was fun.
Okay. So let's see. You mentioned an amphibious raid package in Coronado, and I have no idea what that means.
That was most definitely one of my most favorite as well as miserable times in my entire career. It was part of our workup for going on the Mew.
So what is it or what do you do?
Essentially, you get on small rubber craft. It's more or less a fishing boat. And you learn how to raid beaches.
Sounds pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun.
So why was it miserable then?
It was in the Pacific Ocean in October. It was kind of cold in the middle of the night.
So now you know everything you need to know to sneak up on people.
I like to think so, yes.
So it kind of almost sounds like SEAL training.
It was.
It was SEAL training?
A very small portion of it, yes.
So what is it that you like about your job?
It's different. Change of pace. It's something that I haven't been doing.
Do you get outside of Camp Leatherneck much at all?
No, unfortunately, I have been here the entire time.
So, what did you do before you joined the Marine Corps?
I was a mechanic.
For what? What kind of?
I worked on cars. I worked at a Shell station.
And then one day you just decided that's enough, you didn't want to do that anymore?
More or less. I found out that it's not all that great of a career. Fantastic hobby, but not the kind of career that I was looking for.
So what made you decide then you wanted to go into law enforcement?
I had a lot of friends that were doing it. My sister's in law enforcement, my brother-in-law, family, friends. Just, I talked to a lot of them, and it seemed like the type of thing that I would really enjoy doing.
Do you know what kind of or what branch of law enforcement you're going into?
I would like to go into county sheriff.
Any particular area of the country?
Loudoun County, Virginia.
Is that where your family's from?
Yes.
Actually, I see, yeah, you're from Lovettsville. It's so funny because one of my dogs, the breeder, lives in Lovettsville. Small world.
There are not very many people that have ever even heard of that town.
Actually, we've gotten two dogs.
It's very small.
Yeah, yeah. So we have golden retrievers. Came from Lovettsville. Okay, let's see what else. So what has been your most memorable moment of the deployment?
Of the deployment? I'm not sure. There's nothing really that stands out.
How long have you been there? When did you deploy?
We got here early October.
What was the Marine Corps birthday like?
It wasn't bad. I mean, obviously, it's always a lot more fun when you're in the States. But, you know, we had a good time. There was a small ceremony. It was just us. So it was fun.
What about Christmas? Christmas was probably hard, being away from family and friends.
Well, unfortunately, I'm used to it, so it wasn't that bad.
Have you been gone a lot over the holidays?
Since I've been in, I have actually only made it home for one Christmas.
Are you married?
No.
Girlfriend?
Just me.
So, in the few hours that you might have over there, do you have anything that you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Watch movies and smoke cigars. It's an exciting life I lead over here.
Sure sounds like it. And when is it that you're scheduled to come back?
Somewhere around early August.
And then you get out about a month later.
That's correct.
So why is it that Marines like to deploy?
Well, we get paid a lot more over here.
So you're building up a nest egg then for school.
Trying to.
So let's see. So the write-up for your Marine of the Week says that you have a very high maturity level.
Well, I'm a little bit older than the average person of my rank.
So I'm assuming then that boot camp was probably easier for you too then.
It was. It was a piece of cake.
Can't any Marines say that, but it was a piece of cake. What about the Crucible? Did you enjoy that part?
Oh, absolutely.
What's your favorite part about being a Marine?
people that you meet along the way.
What's your favorite weapon?
M4.
Is that the machine gun?
No, that is the semi-automatic carbine.
Oh, that's the like the rifle that everybody carries.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so anything else that you would like to add?
I'm all set.
You're all set, huh? Nothing I forgot to ask you?
I mean, I'm good.
Okay. Well,
I'm not much of an interview type person.
It's been a little challenging, yeah. Like pulling teeth. I hope you have a good day today, or good night.
You as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.